And who's a lucky boy then? Because today I've been joined in the studio by three very attractive young ladies who go by the names of Paris Georgia, Alicia Alba and Abby Phillips. They together are the Adelaides, and they're taking the world of country music by storm and currently performing as tour support for singer and TV star Megan McKenna. We'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. But first off, girls, welcome to Phoenix FM.
Hello.
And perhaps we can start off by you, each of you, introducing yourselves and telling us individually what you do within the group. So who's going to kick off with that one?
I'll kick off. Alicia, and I'm a vocalist in the group.
Right. And you play guitar as well or not?
I don't play guitar. I'm just a vocalist.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Fine.
I'm Paris, and I play guitar, and I'm also a vocalist as well.
All right. Good stuff. And?
Hello.
Final. It's Abby.
Yeah, this is me. Yeah. And I'm also a singer, and I also play the guitar.
Right. Now, as I understand it, Paris, you've been making a lot of noise over in the traditional home of country, Nashville, and you've even performed in the legendary Bluebird venue. So you've got to tell us a bit about that. That must have been a real feather in your cap.
It was, yeah.
How did you do it?
I just went a couple of years ago. It was kind of like a bit of a whim, to be honest. And I just flew over and wanted to just play to as many people as I could over in Nashville. Obviously, country music's really popular.
Yeah.
And Bluebird was quite difficult to get a slot at. You have to ring up, and basically you have so many people that are on the line.
Yes.
And it's just luck, really, whether you get through or not. And
I'm sure it's more than luck.
Well, yeah.
And you've also performed at Wembley Arena. That's got to be incredible.
I think that was 14, 13, I think it was. But yeah, that was made, and there was 14,000 people in the audience, so that was amazing.
Weren't you nervous?
Yeah. I was, but you know what? I find it easier when I can't see the audience. There's so many lights on me.
That's why you want us to enjoy this. Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't see the audience because there's so many lights, and I wasn't that nervous, I don't think.
Do you all get nerves or not?
I think it's better being in a band. I think when you're on your own, it's a bit more nerve-wracking.
I think you all get nervous, though. If it means a lot to you, there's always an element of nerves if it means something to you.
Well, I suppose you can sort of bulk each other up and say, well, I'm not nervous.
Yeah.
I always admit to being nervous. There's no point.
Yeah. Now, Paris, you've had a big influence from your parents. Do you all have musical backgrounds? Let's start with you.
I don't. My family aren't really. My mum is, actually. She's a great singer, although she'll deny that. But she is. Right. But no, really, I'm the only one that's kind of musical. Come from a big Italian family. So, yeah, I'm the only one that's kind of branched out and done anything musical. So, yeah, I think my family are still coming to terms with it. But they love it. They absolutely love it. But they can't sing. My dad, bless him. He tries, but no. It's just no.
And what about you, Abby?
Yeah, my dad plays the guitar and sings, and my mum sings. And my granddad was a jazz pianist. Yeah. He used to play in all the big bands and stuff. So a lot of my family are musical. Oh. So.
And you've also appeared on TV, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I was on Hollyoaks for 2.5 years. So, wow. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Can't complain.
How do you manage to do all of this? You know, have you got sort of people somewhere that sort of can push you forward to do?
Well, it's more like luck, really. It was literally, it's just, a lot about who you know. So, who you know, and then who they know, and then things kind of happen, and you just kind of get taken away with it. And then, obviously, when someone goes, do you want to go on TV, you're not going to go, no, are you? So I was like, sweet.
Yes, quite.
That sounds good.
Well, it sounds to me like you there's a lot of it is pure talent that you've got. That's what it is.
Oh.
Anyway, before we find out more about the history of the Adelaides, I think you should bash out one of your songs. So what's it going to be?
This one's called Whiskey in the Dirt. It's one of our own.
Right. Go for it.
Hang on. Skip me right up. Okay, we're ready now.
I'll be
drinking you down tonight. Slowly we're self-destructing without a fight. We've been scratching around like an old 45 that won't play. Should have seen all the signs, but I lost my way. Chasing me down, I'll be long gone, baby. No more words can save me. Well, I say, baby, you were right, and this love is cursed. With you, I'm a mess, and without you, I'm worse. Oh, this might sound crazy, but what's wrong with my heart? Another shot of whiskey.
Fantastic. Well done. Now, come on, you've got to tell us how and when the Adelaides came from and when you were formed exactly.
We knew this was coming. We're prepared in the car.
Well, me and Abby were actually part of a band before.
Yeah.
And so we obviously knew each other from that. And when we came away from that, we saw Alicia's YouTube videos. So we just got in contact, really, and we had a...
What, with each other?
Yeah, we contacted Lysia.
Yeah.
We were wowed.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So we met up a couple of days later and just had a little sing-song together.
Yeah. And we just clicked, really.
Yeah, we've been inseparable ever since.
I even bought them advent calendars.
Oh, my word.
She did.
That's how
so how long has the band been in existence?
Since July.
Only July?
Mm. Feels a lot longer than that.
Yeah. It sounds a lot longer than that, too. It's absolutely incredible.
Not like time's dragged or anything.
Yeah, in a good way.
Now, we've kind of inferred that you're country and Western artists, but I've read that actually, Alicia, you've got leanings towards soul and blues.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Abby, you like things like Fleetwood Mac. So what's your overall genre?
Mixture of things.
Yeah.
We'd say probably country pop for us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
We love, obviously, country, but more commercial country. So, yes. Yeah.
Like Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Good stuff.
Like the thing with country music is that the lyrics and stuff in it are so every single song tells a story, like there's something behind every single song. We like to feel like we spend a lot of time on our songs and we like to get a proper story out of it. Like there's never empty lyrics, and then I just feel like elements of every type of music is in country. I just think country is just, well, country's the best.
I think you put it in a nutshell there. Now, as we mentioned at the outset, you're appearing as performing your tour for supporting the TV and singing star Megan McKenna.
We are.
And you're going to tell us a little bit about that. How did that come about?
We have the same
agent. Don't say it's just luck.
No,
we actually have the same agent, so they obviously got us the tour support. We were really pleased when we found out.
Yeah,
it's going really well so far. We're really looking forward to tonight as well.
Tonight you are appearing
at the Palace
Theatre. At the Palace Theatre in Westcliff. Right.
Yes, we are.
Good stuff. And then from there, where off?
We're in London tomorrow.
Scarlet.
Oh, right, right, fine. Now, do you have any record releases in the pipeline right now or in the immediate future?
We've been recording. We've been recording. Like, we haven't quite decided what's going first, when it's coming out, but hopefully sometime next year.
I'm just playing my guitar. And of course, 2017 has been a great year for you, hasn't it? Because as I understand it, you've just signed up with Simon Porter of Duroc Media, the home of Status Quo, no less.
Yeah.
And you've also been taken on by Neil Warnock of United Talent Group. So how do you see things shaping up for the rest of 2018? It's got to be good, isn't it?
Ooh,
well, definitely. Yes. We have a few things in the pipeline already, but we're excited to.
Yeah. We're not allowed to say anything yet. We're dying to, but we can't.
It's only us here, you know, you could sneak that in. So how can people keep in touch with what you're up to?
We're on social media.
Yeah.
So you can find us at The Adelaide's UK. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter and Instagram. So you can give us a follow.
On everything.
We're on everything, because we
are. Seems reasonable.
Maybe just not LinkedIn. I don't think we're not in LinkedIn.
I can never make half these things work. So anyway, thanks very much for that. Good luck for tonight and for the rest of the tour. But before you go, we've got to hear another of your songs. See, we're greedy here. We make you work. So what's the final song going to be that you're going to bash out for us this afternoon?
Well, we thought we'd do a nice little Christmassy number.
Right.
And we're going to do a little cute cover of Santa Baby.
Great stuff. Thanks very much indeed. We'll go for it.
Thank you. Santa Baby, sip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa Baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I miss. Think of all the boys that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Oh,
Santa Baby, I want the art and beat.
Oh,
I've been an angel.
Oh,
always,
hard to really believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. And I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight. And hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, as I say, for tonight. And I'm afraid we've got to come back down to earth with a bump right now. Mm-hmm.